Hi, my name is Kristen Baer. I've been a member of our Cabrini Parish for 6 years, and I've been a Catholic for 6 years. I came to Cabrini originally for the school. When my daughter Kira, who is over there hopefully not videotaping this whole thing, when she was ready to start kindergarten, my husband and I were deciding where to send her. And we're both educators, so having a good education for her was very important for us. We looked at a lot of schools, public and private here in West Bend, and we decided on Cabrini. It's really a good school. We felt like she'd get a great education here, and we also liked that it was a faith-based school. We liked that God is a part of the day-to-day conversation in the classroom. We liked that she'd be making friends with kids from families who wanted that too. So we really liked the quality of the education, and we really liked the environment she'd be spending her days in. And then Kira started second grade, which is when kids start preparing for their first confession and their first communion. And it was kind of a crossroads for us. Although my husband and I both grew up in devout Christian families, neither of us were Catholic, and we hadn't expected to raise Kira as a Catholic either. But now we'd gone and put her in a situation where all the kids around her were preparing for something that we weren't going to let her do. So I expected we would say no to all that, and it would be a huge disappointment. Not the least because First Communion involves a really pretty dress. So I knew Kira was going to need help understanding what was going on, and I realized that to help her, I needed to understand better myself. So when Kira was in second grade, I started the RCIA program. And my plan wasn't to become a Catholic, but rather to understand Catholicism well enough to make an informed choice. I understood being a Lutheran pretty well, but Lutherans don't necessarily do a really good job of explaining what a Catholic is. And I thought maybe I'd give the Catholics a chance to explain it to me. And what I discovered is that Catholicism is beautiful. It wasn't a dramatic story. I hadn't been looking for a change. I wasn't having a dark night of the soul. But the more I learned about being Catholic, the more I realized that I was one, or I should be. And so I completed RCIA, and I followed the call to become a Catholic. I'm fortunate to have an extended family that's been very supportive of this and accepting. I was raised in a family to love God and to serve Him, to be actively involved in my church, and to be generous in supporting it. My parents taught me that lesson outright, and they live it in their own church. And they're happy to see me making this connection with our church. And so in turn, now we do our best to give back generously, to support the good things our parish does for our own members and for all the other people in our community and for the world who need our help. And we do our best to give generously of our time and skills, too. For me, that sometimes involves managing the auction website, and it sometimes involves wiping tables. But that's maybe the most rewarding thing. I like the feeling of doing things that I know are helping people. And in the process of helping with our ministries, I find I'm getting to know the people I see at Mass, which is nice. And I'm getting to understand better our parish and the struggles we have and the very many good things that we do here. So my daughter's in eighth grade now, and everything we hoped for happened. She's gotten a great education in a wonderful environment. She's had kind and loving teachers, and she's made terrific friends. And I'm really grateful that we made the decision to send her to Cabrini for school. And I'm really grateful that God worked through her to bring me here. Thank you.